Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I am Yamla. I had a baby-daddy relationship. I spent time in a relationship with a married man. I had to learn the skills and tools required to make my relationships healthy, fulfilling, and loving. Welcome to The R-Spot, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. There's a story that I heard when I was in seminary about a country minister who used to go every Sunday after church to one of his parishioners' homes to have dinner because he was unmarried. And there was this one couple, the wife was a dynamite cook, so he liked to go there very often. He'd go to their home and he'd walk up on this porch and they had a huge hound dog, one of them brown hound dogs with the hangy face and the long floppy ears. And the hound dog would be laying on the porch whining. And he'd walk past the dog, he'd look at him, he'd look at it, he'd go on and eat his dinner. He'd come out, the dog was laying there whining. Next week he went back, same thing, walk up on the porch, the dog is in the same spot whining. Eat dinner, come out, dog is in the same spot. So by the fourth or fifth week, he turned to the farmer and his wife and he said, "Every time I come here, your dog is whining. Is there something wrong with him?" And the farmer looked at him and said, "Oh yeah, he's laying on a nail." And he said, "Laying on a nail? Well, why doesn't he move?" And the farmer said, "Because it doesn't hurt bad enough." We will stay in situations whining and complaining and making everybody and everything wrong. Laying on the same nail, but we will not move until it hurts bad enough. My next guest is a prime example of what it looks like to lay on a nail. Hi, Daphne. Thank you so much for holding on and welcome to the R-Spot. How can I support you today?
I am been married 22 years this year, and it's just kind of getting fadey. Now, I met this man when I was 17, he was 19, now I'm 47. 4 children, and it seems like everybody else is up front and I'm pushed back. I don't have any affection anymore. I'm getting better. I'm sorry, but you're not showing me you're sorry. So I'm just kind of fading away. I'm trying to hold on. I am trying. But the more I try, it seems like we're just going to be apart.
You said, "I'm holding on." What are you holding on to?
I guess the relationship, or maybe I'm saying it wrong, I love him, but it's like we're roommates now instead of being husband and wife.
So what do you do together?
We used to do date nights, a lot of activities together. Now it's just like we don't really do anything together, spend quality time together like we used to. And it's just making it farther and farther apart. And now that my children are older, they're seeing things. You know, I would, as growing up, try to make everything happy in the household and everything went well. But now that they're getting older and seeing it, be like, Ma, everything you try to do is an argument. Why my daddy want to argue with you? I don't know. And if sometimes I just get frustrated with it, I just leave. I shouldn't leave the home, but I do.
Why do you stay? If you want a husband and you have a roommate and you have someone who's not making the efforts to rekindle the love ship, why do you stay?
I don't know. I guess the only thing that's probably keeping me now is I have a 17-year-old and I'm just trying to get him through high school, I guess. Because I'm just to that point now. I'm just like, whatever.
So I'm going to ask you again. You feel unhappy. You feel diminished. You feel denied. You feel ignored. Why do you stay?
That's a good question. I just don't know.
Yeah. If you did know, because see, I come from the old school where it's impossible for you not to know what's going on inside of you. Maybe you haven't asked, but you do know.
That's true.
Let me rephrase the question. Maybe this will be more helpful. Why would a woman who's been married to someone for 22 years, who for the last how many years have you been denied, dismissed, ignored, pushed to the side? How many years?
I'm going to say the last 6-7 years. Yeah.
Okay. So why would a woman who's been married for 22 years stay in a marriage where for the last 6 or 7 years she's been ignored, denied, dismissed, diminished, hasn't been fulfilled or happy or satisfied or pleased? Why would she stay? A woman, not you, a woman, any woman.
Oh my God, that's a hard one. Why would you stay? That is complete.
Why would she? Let's just explore it. Let's just throw everything on the wall and see what sticks. She would stay because?
Family.
Okay, for family.
Just trying to fill in the gaps where it once was a great marriage, but now it has just depleted away. I don't know. I'm kind of lost.
We're not talking about you. We're talking about a woman.
Okay.
We're not talking about you. Get out of this woman's marriage. We're talking about a woman. Why would she stay?
I guess trying to make it work and it's just not working. She wants it to work. Again, it's not working. I mean, you know how you say you're doing something and then your actions show different. So maybe she's trying to make it work.
Maybe she's afraid to leave.
That's true. That could be it.
Maybe she's staying because the marriage is a habit.
That's true.
Maybe she's staying because it's familiar.
That's true. Because you can get comfortable in it. You can get comfortable like, okay.
Maybe she's staying because she doesn't want to take responsibility for her own happiness. Maybe, maybe not. Could be. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's staying because it's more comfortable to complain about it and be confused about it than it is to grow the courage to do something about it. Maybe. Maybe not. Could be. Who knows?
That's true.
Oh, so you do have some ideas.
That's true.
Imagine that.
Uh-huh. Because I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Is it still a marriage?
Yes.
Why? What makes it a marriage?
I guess the foundation that we built. Because we started out nothing and we have accomplished a lot of stuff together.
As a minister, I don't know any place in the marriage where it says, you know, what y'all build together, you will have. I know better or worse, richer or poorer, sickness and in health.
True.
Okay. Till death do you part. Death of what? Death of communication. Do you communicate with him?
It's some communication lacking.
Okay. Lacking. All right. Death of affection. Are y'all affectionate toward one another?
No.
Death of intimacy. I mean, are y'all still knocking boots?
Nope.
Oh, no communication, no affection, no intimacy. Do y'all share financial responsibility?
Yes. Well, I say yes and no. He was laid off due to COVID, so he's been off like a year, going on 2 years, and nothing. Nothing. And you don't see any.
You don't see any what? Say, I don't see any what?
I don't see no growth. After the COVID thing, I don't see anything you're trying to do to make the situation better.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me just offer just another consideration here for that, because, you know, men are doers. Men like to do. That's how they get their value. That's how they get their meaning. Mm-hmm. So when a man loses his job, he really loses his focus. He loses his purpose. He loses his value. He loses his meaning. And sometimes it's hard for them to, you know, crank that up again. Just a consideration, not an excuse, just a consideration.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no communication, there's no affection, there's no intimacy, there's no shared finances. Could you please tell me what makes this still a marriage?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
Do you have a good answer?
I don't. I'm just lost, just fumbling my way up through, you know. Just trying to maintain, and it's just getting to be overwhelming because it's like team effort, but it's only one fighting on the team. It's hard to pull us together if we're not together as a team. I just don't feel that.
What do you want?
I want it to be better. I want it back like it was, but improved better. It's to the point now I don't want to deal with it, you know? So I was trying to see what other solution could help me with this. Maybe something I'm missing. Because I know I'm trying to hold the torch.
Being second makes you feel what?
Angry, I'm overwhelmed, I'm frustrated. It causes an argument. Any little thing, I'm snapping his head off. Makes me feel sad that you would choose, you know, like that. Now, I don't do that with him. I try to make everything just as pleasant. I have the house smooth going. And I'm the porch holder now. And you just kind of lay back like, okay, I'm going to go with the flow with this. Instead of saying, I will help you to make this better.
And what is the consequence of him not doing better? What has the consequence been besides your fussing and arguing? What's the consequence?
That fussing and arguing.
So why should he change? He knows how to deal with your fussing and arguing. He knows that'll go on for a day or two. He ain't giving you no nookie, so you can't take that from him. He's not showing you no affection, so you can't take that from him. Y'all are arguing, so they're lacking communication. So why should he change?
That's true. He's got, I say, comfortable, accustomed to what's going on.
Mm-hmm. It's a habit.
That's a habit. Mm-hmm.
So tell me what it is that you don't want to do.
I don't want to feel like I'm bogged down with everything, with the most of the responsibility.
What else? You don't want to feel like you're being used. You don't want to feel like you're being bogged down. None of those are feelings, but okay, go ahead. What else don't you want to do?
I feel disrespected with that.
I don't want to be disrespected?
Yeah.
How about I don't want to leave?
Mm.
Is that true? Is that accurate?
Yes, I don't want to leave. But then again, I get frustrated. I say, yeah, I'm going to leave. You know, I go away a couple of days. I shouldn't have to leave security in my home to go somewhere else in a hotel. Really?
That's the choice you made.
Yeah.
So if you are complaining about staying, I call that laying on the nail. You laying on a nail. The nail hurts, but you are not willing to move. So you have a choice. You're either going to learn how to operate in it as it is and just let it continue to go on and see what's happening, or you're going to get up off the nail, beloved. And we'll talk about that when we come back.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome back to the R Spot. I can't tell you what to do. But I will tell you this, you'd either get up off the nail or you would insist, you'd put some fire under his behind, and there would be some consequences to his lack of participation in what's left of this union, because I don't call it a marriage anymore. It's a union of two people.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to hear this very clearly. Either you're going to stay and figure out how to bring yourself the peace, the joy, the happiness, the whatever it is that you want with this thing exactly as it is, because you don't want to leave, or you're going to stop complaining and do something about it, which might mean leave, or it might mean ask him to leave, or it might mean, I don't know, you have to come up with that. But just to keep complaining about it, it's not helpful. And it's not going to turn out well for you.
That's true. Didn't look at it like that.
I want to recommend a resource for you. It's a book by a woman named Stormy Armitage, and it's based in traditional Christian or church philosophy, but there's a lot of real good information in the book. Most of all, there are a lot of powerful prayers in the book, and it's called The Power of a Praying Wife. And there's a story in that book about a woman in your exact situation.
Okay.
And that's why I'm recommending that book, The Power of a Praying Wife by Stormy, S-T-O-R-M-I-E, Ormitan, O-R-M-I-T-A-N. And I don't know where you are in your faith walk or whatever. Don't get caught up in the scriptures and the Bible stuff. Read the stories and look at the practices that she gives you, because she teaches you, or she shares in that book, how a complaining wife can pray to improve her husband and her marriage.
Okay.
Work with that. And I want to offer you this possibility. See how you can do this. Instead of complaining about what he's not doing and what you don't have, start blessing what you do have. Thank you, God, that my husband is healthy.
Okay.
Thank you for my home. You know, I bless my husband's mind. I bless his feet. I bless his soul that he can get the courage and the motivation he needs to go back out there. Start blessing him and stop complaining. That's one way you can get up off the nail. Don't tell anybody else how frustrated, overwhelmed you are. Tell it to Jesus, as my grandmother would say.
Oh, I agree.
Jesus, I'm feeling frustrated in this moment, and I really want to blast my husband and bite his head off. Please help me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my grandmother would say. Tell your troubles to Jesus. And anytime it comes to your mind to tell somebody, bless something.
Gotcha.
But you get that book, The Power of a Praying Wife, because it's real clear to me you ain't going nowhere no time soon.
I definitely will get that. Oh, I love your shows. I love the affirmations, all of this stuff. So I was just, you know, pondering across it. I said, I need some help with this thing because I was about to go to counseling. Need that too, probably, but.
Well, read that book, work with those practices, and let's see where you end up in about 60 days. Okay?
Gotcha. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my beloved. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you.
Very often in a relationship, what a woman will do is take the whole burden of the failure on herself. When, in fact, in every relationship, each party is 100% responsible for what goes on. So the same way she's willing to take on the responsibility for this failure, he has to be willing to take it on. So what happens when you go into a relationship expecting one thing, only to get in it and find that you're getting something totally different? And what do you do when your partner makes you responsible for the thing that is missing? That's what we're going to talk about. My next guest has a classic example of what happens when you expect one thing and get something totally different. Good afternoon, beloved. Welcome to the R Spot.
Hi.
So how are we supporting you today? What is the challenge, issue, dilemma that you are bringing to the table?
So the challenge, issue, and dilemma is that I got married September 1st, 2021. We had no sex or anything before marriage. We did like a really, really sweet courtship. And the night of our wedding is when I found out that he was not attracted to my body. That was really interesting for me. He didn't say out of his mouth, but I saw it in his face. And about 2 weeks later, because we weren't having like any sex or anything, you know, newlyweds, you should be doing that. And we were not. And I was like, you know, this is like, I'm feeling very deprived and very lonely and very like rejected and pushed aside. And long story short, now we're in April. We had like marriage counseling and stuff like that in January and February. And pretty much nothing has changed. We probably had sex one time within the last month. And because he's not necessarily attracted to my body, I don't get compliments. I don't get hugs the way somebody who's attracted to you would give you a hug. It's kind of like a hug because you're in the house, not really a hug because I love you. I don't get like sweet, passionate kisses. It's like a kiss in the morning, a kiss at night. It's like, it's almost like we've been married for like 60 years and not like 6 months. So it's whack. And typically I can manage pretty good. Like I said, not much has changed, but like my perspective of how I've been trying to handle it. But today was just like, yo, this is not normal. I can't live like this forever. So.
Let me ask you a question, beloved. How long did you date before you got married?
Our courtship was about 9 months.
9 months. What was the conversation that you had about intimacy, children? Did you have that conversation?
Yes, ma'am. I actually specifically asked him what his type was, like what he physically liked. And he gave me the regular guy answer. I don't have no type. I'm like, no, you have a type. You know what you don't like and you know what you do like. I know what I don't like and I know what I do like. You have to tell me what your type is. And it was just, I don't have a type. I just like what I like. And, da, 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 da. And then I found out that I wasn't his type. Like, see, but I asked this question before we got married. So I wouldn't go into a marriage with you finding out that I'm not your cup of tea.
Wait a minute. I want to go back for a moment. You married a man that you dated for 9 months.
Right.
Within that 9 month courtship period, did you and him have a conversation about we're not going to have sex until we're married? We're going to have children. Did you have those kinds of conversations?
Yes. That was the whole, like, the point of, like, the courtship, because he came from a relationship where it was fornication. I came from a relationship where it was fornication. So we decided, okay, we're going to do it different. And we're both Muslim, so it was like, we got to, you know, tighten up. So like, okay, let's do it different.
Okay. So you are both Muslim. Okay. That makes sense to me then. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have conversations about children?
Mm-hmm.
And did you decide that you wanted children?
Yes.
Do you have any?
No, ma'am. And he doesn't either.
And he doesn't either. Okay. So you married a man, you dated for 9 months, you both made a conscious choice and decision not to have intimate relationships until after marriage. However, after marriage, you both decided that you want to have children. So what do we do now? We'll talk about that right after this break.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome back to the R Spot. Are you prepared to live a sexless life?
No.
Okay. All right. Because it seems like, and see, this is common. This is a common mistake or a common issue that arises in relationships where we don't ask the appropriate questions, where we don't make appropriate agreements. You know, and my mother taught me something. It's kind of crass and nasty, but I'm going to say it. Okay.
Yes.
My mother taught me that a hard penis has no conscience. It will jump into any hole presented. So, it don't have no eyes. It don't have no preference. It doesn't. So I'm wondering if the issue here is your body or if your body is an excuse for an underlying issue.
I wouldn't be opposed to that. I just know what he said. Like, we had a real big kind of like, not a blow up and like a loud blow up, but I was like, this was back in January. I was like, you got to tell me like what it is. Because for the first couple months, he was just very rejecting. Like, I try to kiss him and he's kind of like moving out of the way, or I want to have sex and he wants to go to sleep. And it's like, yo, like, we just got married. Do you know what this means? Like, what the heck is going on?
Okay, so let me ask you, stop right there. Stop right there. Take a breath for me.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on? Because you know what's going on. I know you know.
I just really don't think he's attracted to my body. Like, genuinely, I don't think that he's attracted to my body.
That is not a Muslim philosophy, because women are shrouded and covered, because the body, in according to Islamic tradition, Islamic faith, the body is not to be the thing that attracts a man to a woman. It's her eyes.
But they still have eyes. And then once you're naked, then they see you. I have fibroids, so it does kind of, you know, it makes my stomach a little bit bigger. And the conversation was kind of around, like, once I get the fibroids, I have to get them removed anyway, that once I get them removed, he'll be attracted. However, my worry is that it has nothing to do with the fibroids, and it's really just you don't like my body. And then I'm going to get these fibroids removed, and I'm going to still be miserable. And it wasn't what he quite literally said. I like your face.
Beloved, what are you acting like you don't know?
I don't know.
Absolutely you do.
Well, I swear, because I went into the whole you cheating on me thing. Like, I did all the I really, really, we had those, like, really, really deep questions. And it was like, he quite literally said, I'm attracted to your face, but as far as your body, no.
How about is he has a capacity issue, or maybe he just don't like women? How about that? How about he might have ED and as a Muslim man, don't know how to talk about that? The question for me is not what he's saying. The question for me is what you're saying. And so very often in relationships, as women, we take the entire burden of the relationship not working. We place it on our shoulders. So you have fibroids, and there are women that weigh 300-400 pounds that got a man.
Right.
Beloved, this is not about your body. I could be wrong. I'm willing to be wrong. Whatever it's about, you have partnered yourself to a man that does not want to be involved in one of the basic tenets of an intimate relationship, which is intimacy.
Right.
Are you willing to stay in a sexless marriage?
No.
Okay. So then what's the next step?
I don't necessarily want to get separated. We did have the conversation about separation, and I told him, like, I can't stay in a sexless marriage or an unpassionate marriage. A marriage that doesn't have reciprocity. So, like, I'm willing to leave. He's like, okay, we're going to do better. I'm going to do better. Da 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 da. Like, okay.
Well, why is all of the decision making on him? What about you? This is your life, your body. Here you are, a vibrant young woman. What are you, 26?
Yes.
Questioning whether or not you are attracted to a man that made a commitment to be in relationship with you. Why are you giving him all the power? What would it take for you to make another choice? Oops, I chose him. It didn't work. Are you willing to stay? And if you're not, what prevents you from leaving?
What prevents me from leaving?
You and the fibroids. What prevents what prevents y'all from leaving? Take your fibroids elsewhere.
I think what prevents me from leaving is in every other area, he's a really good person and I really, really like him. The only thing that has like been just this like rain cloud since literally the night we got married has been the sex of it all.
How insulting, how degrading, how disrespectful, how dishonorable. So you're going to bend yourself into a pretzel to accommodate that. And hear me. I would never advocate the dissolution of a marriage. What I will always advocate is self-preservation. Now, if he were on the phone with me, I would ask him the same thing. If he was selling me the story that he's not attracted to your body,
right,
and he has married you, I would ask him, is it fair for you to ask her to stay in a sexless marriage because of your limitations? I would ask him that question.
Mm-hmm.
So the question here is, if you're not willing to stay in a sexless marriage, then why do you continue to give yourself excuses and reasons and rationales for staying? Why are you so willing to deny yourself? 19 months, you can make that up. That's one lap around the track. Very often in relationships as women, we have a difficult time with two things. One, we want to be chosen.
Yeah.
So when the man chooses us, it gives us, you know, the red badge of courage. And then two, we have a difficult time admitting, oops, made a mistake.
Made a mistake.
This is a mistake. And I get to choose again. So I can talk to you until my lips fall off. But there's some clear choices that you're going to have to make here. Number one, choose. Let me put it this way. Vote for you. And a vote for you would be a man who accepts you exactly as you are. Not that you got to get something lifted or tucked or removed or taken out. A man who loves you and accepts you exactly as you are.
Yeah.
A man who is willing to be intimate with you. A man who's willing to play his role in a partnership. So let me ask you this. What does the Quran say about a man who rejects his wife? What does the Quran say about that?
In so many words, it talks about how, like, basically a man can, you know, he could do all the things, go into the hereafter, to try to go into the hereafter, but any man that doesn't treat his wife and his children well will not make it in. So that's the standpoint of a man who does not, who rejects his wife or doesn't treat her well.
All righty. So are you going to ride that train with him to the not afterlife?
No.
And if you choose that this is the man that gives you everything else other than intimacy, other than sex, and you choose as a 26-year-old woman that you're willing to spend your life in that and wait until he either changes or live a sexless life, then that's okay. But make that choice for you, not because he says he's not attracted to your body. And if you choose not to, okay, oops, he chose me, but I chose the wrong one, I'm out. Then make your exit plan. And you don't need his agreement. That's the piece here, beloved. You don't need his agreement. And I'm not sure it's honorable, respectful, or required for you to spend time wondering what's wrong with your body that this man doesn't want. Because the truth is, if you were intimate with him, his eyes would be closed and he wouldn't see your body anyway. You know, and I'm not putting him down. He has a right to like what he likes, and some people are not attracted. I don't understand why he didn't make that decision or that choice before, you know, he made this commitment. So he's not honoring his commitment.
Right.
But it's up to you. What do you want? Vote for you. And you don't have to have a discussion about it. All you have to do is make the choice and make the decision and create your strategy.
Right.
A woman has three A's that she has to share with her mate, which is acknowledgement of what he does, appreciation for how he does it, and acceptance of who he is. Those are our A's. And you can add to that affirmation. So you want to acknowledge, you want to affirm, you want to appreciate, you want to accept. That's what women are called to do in their loving relationships. Men have the four P's. That is to provide. That means make sure you have food, clothing, shelter. Protect, keep you from physical and other harm. To perform, which means all levels of performance, from taking the trash out to getting in the bed and rocking your world. And to please, to do those things that bring a smile to your face. So he may have the provide and the protect, but he's falling real short on the perform and please. So you getting two out of the four P's, all right?
Right.
Eat your P's. Eat your P's. So if I had to leave you with a prescription, that prescription would be either choose to stay and be okay with it the way it is, not question yourself, but totally accept him as he is, which means denying a major part of yourself, or choose not to stay because this is not how you want to live your life. Acknowledge that you may have made an error. Know that that error is not fatal and that there's something better. Because if you want so much to be with a man who doesn't want you, imagine how good it will be to be with a man who does.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. All right, my beloved. Let me know how you make out. Give me a call in, let's say, 90 days and tell me where you are. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Will do.
Okay, my love. Be well.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Laying on a nail. And the truth is, you will lay on that nail and whine and moan and complain until you do something about it. And if you're not willing to get up off the nail, the very least you can do is do something to make you feel better while you're laying there. I am Yamla, and thank you for tuning in. If you have questions, insights about this or any other relationship issue, and you would like to explore it here on the R Spot, you can call me live at 775 775- 407-777-7768. And be sure to follow me on social media for the call-in times. In the meantime, stay in peace, not pieces. The R-Spot is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.